and manipulate the holy scriptures, making excuses for their own sins. Beware, my little sheep and lambs. Run from these Babylonian pastors and evangelists. They have not my Holy Spirit inside. These evil ones have taken a blood oath. For all 33rd degree Masons have taken a blood oath to Satan, swearing allegiance to him, even daring to use the name of I Am. But they shun the name of Yahweh and Yahshua, yet they do not fear the name of Jesus or Christ. Beloved, this does not mean that all those who use the name of Jesus Christ instead of using my sacred name of Yahshua are wolves or 33rd degree Masons. Multitudes of my children around the world call me Lord Jesus Christ. Do not fear. Be assured I know who my children are. I put you in remembrance that my holy scriptures warn of those who will come and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Matthew 7:22-23. These evil wolves have fooled the masses, but beware, you evil pastors who are televised on the television stations worldwide and radio airwaves. Beware, for I am not fooled. I know your works that you claim to do in my name, and yet you do these false manifestations under the occult powers of Satan. You shall reap what you have sown, and that is hell in the lake of fire. When my judgment falls, it will be as though a giant fist knocked or swallowed your man-made temples to the ground. Crashing glass houses will fall down. New Age pastors, you are neither hot nor cold, and I shall vomit you out of my mouth. Beware, I know your works. You only want to speak of heaven and not warn or even believe there are severe consequences of sin, and that is hell in the lake of fire. You evil pastors who lead people astray, you fear teaching of hell in the lake of fire, for you know that is your next home. Be not deceived again, I say to the Babylonian churches, for I, Yahshua, will judge you and your works and your money and your fame will not save you in that coming judgment day. You who serve Satan and call yourself 33rd degree Masons, you who call yourself Illuminati, there is no illumination in you. The God of creation created hell and the lake of fire for another purpose, and it is for the fallen angels and Satan. But it is you who have insisted to stay in rebellion and serve the God of disobedience and rebellion and the Antichrist, and you will spend eternity in damnation because you refuse my salvation. Test the fruits, my children. If any pastor does not line up with my holy word, then run from this pastor. The church is not the building. The church and the temple are my people that gather together in my name. Be not deceived by fame and fortune, by the size of a church or temple or congregation. Be not deceived by the false manifestations of what some call miracles, and yet I tell you it is sorcery and alchemy. I tell you it is the occult that fills so many of your churches, and yes, Christian airwaves. How long, my children, must I wait to come and get my bride? I tell you how long, until my bride stops being disobedient and starts obeying what they know to be true and starts fleeing from the evil in the majority of the churches that preside. If you hear my voice in this prophecy and flee now the Babylonian churches, then you will not be sitting in the counterfeit churches when the Antichrist comes in these churches are worshipped and reside. So it is spoken, so it is written under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Please don't stone this messenger. In fact, please cover myself and my husband in this ministry in prayer for protection. This prophetic message is only for the children of Yahshua, also called the Lord Jesus Christ. This prophetic message is for those who can hear with their spiritual ears and discern with their spiritual eyes the truth that has been spoken in this prophecy. All others, don't be concerned. This message wasn't for you, and you are like the evil Pharaoh and will remain spiritually deaf to the words in this prophetic message. I saw a vision as this word was given to me, and I saw in the church piles of dead, dried up bones, unassembled skeletons, stacked upon one another. Life came into the dead bones, and they became whole skeletons, leaping and running as flesh came upon their bones, as the truth came upon them, and they knew the truth that is in this prophecy set them free. I humbly submit this to you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, a handmaiden, child, warrior, and bride of Yahshua. Come, Yahshua, come quickly in the name above all names, Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahshua the Messiah, also called the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nicomiah, 12:20 p.m., 10/16/2002. Please share this with others so the truth can set them free also. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. So it is spoken, so it is written. And together we pray, Father God Yahweh, that we will be found worthy to escape your wrath in the great tribulation to come. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, to be included in the only church that will be caught up alive to meet Yahshua in the air, as it is written, called the Church of Philadelphia. Revelations 3:7-12. Amen.